WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a detailed set of talks going on between the U.S. and China.
On the second day of an official visit to China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China will address a key American complaint about its economic model.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy.
And that report from correspondent Charles de Ledesma, Senator Ron Johnson accusing Democrats of remaining committed to what he calls a radical agenda, even when it costs them votes.
What blows me away, for example, on the border, they know the border is a potent issue, and yet they're doing absolutely nothing to secure the border because they're so committed to an open border policy and flooding this country with illegal immigrants that'll pump up their voter rolls.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.
Mike Gallagher sees blatant election interference.
The way the rules are written, Trump has to post a bond of $454 million. Well, now the chickens have come home to roost, and she may actually get to seize his plane. The plane, of course, is how he's campaigning all over America. If you don't see that as election interference, you must not have a heartbeat.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Don't forget, tonight at 7 p.m. at the Exchange Food and Drink out in New Brighton, come join the Northern Alliance Radio Network 20th Anniversary Party. That's tonight at 7 p.m. at Exchange Food and Drink in New Brighton. From the JTR Roofing Weather Center, your weather forecast. Today's high around 56 degrees, sunshine throughout your afternoon hours. Tonight's low drops down to about 37 degrees, chance of rain throughout your overnight. You're listening to AM 1280 The Patriot. Stay tuned, Mitch Berg with the Northern Alliance Radio Network coming up.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 20 years strong, going on year 21 of dominating all media in the Twin Cities. And boy, did we get that demonstrated for us this past week. Much more on that as we continue through the broadcast today. Anyway, between us, and by us, I'm referring to the entire NARN, myself, the headliner for one of the charter members of the NARN, the new guy, Jack Tomczak, 3 to 5 today. And Brad Carlson, former new guy, now the closer edition, 1 to 3 tomorrow, every Sunday afternoon here on AM 1280 The Patriot. And, of course, fellow charter member, King Banyan, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on her sister station, AM 1440 The Businessman. Together, we've been the Northern Alliance Radio Network for a generation now, and we just keep getting stronger. Speaking of which, as you heard on the promo, 20th anniversary party tonight, a party so big it took us 10 years to plan it. No, it's not. Well, more details during the last segment of here today. We'll be talking about that, hopefully, with Jack Tomczak, who we like to stop have him stop on in here during the last segment of the show, do a little cross-plugging, see what's coming up, and, of course, chat about what's happening on out there. That's a segment I don't have to prep for. It works out really well for everyone. At any rate, we have been chronicling, the NARN in particular, as part of our brief to cover Minnesota politics, because we have all kinds of shows that cover the national and international scenes, where we've been covering things that happen here in Minnesota. And that's sort of the turf we cover here. I mean, we'll occasionally color outside the lines and go do national and international stuff when it particularly grabs us. And believe me, we'll see some of that today as well. But the state and regional news is the interesting stuff, because it is here where you see the effects, the damage that progressivism does. Now, during the 2018 election, when the Democrats basically ran the table here in Minnesota, they didn't get the full trifecta in 2018, but they took the governor's office, and they kept their lead in the House, and crushed the Republicans in a number of areas where they should not have, and kind of showed how many electoral, how much electoral draw Donald Trump did not have in the midterms that year. I pointed something out as we were sitting in a very demoralized ballroom at the hotel where they had the election party, the rather misnamed victory party that year. I said, if there's one thing you can count on with Democrats, and not just Democrats, but the progressives, the crypto-Marxists, and not very crypto these days, the reworked Marxist with a coat of blue paint on the top that are running the DFL today, you can count on them doing one thing, and that is overreaching. You can count on them overreaching and grabbing all the power they can and abusing that power in spades. And they did. We pointed that out as it was happening, and in fact, that came within a few hundred votes of biting them in the tuchus in 2022. The gubernatorial race, it wasn't nearly as close as it could have been, but the race for the House and the Senate, I mean, a few hundred votes would have flipped that, flipped the House, actually several House seats, and kept the, actually flipped the House to the GOP, and a few hundred votes in one district turning out would have kept the Senate in Republican Party hands. We didn't get those. Chalk it up to a lot of things, to Scott Jensen being not a great candidate, to the repeal of Roe versus Wade, giving the DFL a wedge issue to beat the Republicans over the head with gullible voters, or voters who don't care much about things beyond one issue. The easily log-rolled, the ignorant voter on whom the DFL largely depends. The consequences of their overreach in Governor Klink's first term were insulated. They were attenuated. They are actually the DFL, knowing politics as they do, were able to capitalize on the circumstances at the time and put themselves in a position to do even more overreaching and carry on with this overreach for really as long as they control the governor's office and at least one chamber of the Minnesota State Legislature, which they will, until 2026. That's one of the annoying vagaries of Minnesota, the Minnesota government system, is that the Senate is not up for election in the year ending in 4 every decade. After reapportionment, after redistricting, the Senate goes through an entire 4 years without any elections. Then they have their go back to their every 4 year cycle. So they only get elected in the 4 and the 8 and the 10, I guess. At any rate, 12. Anyway, not nearly enough. The Senate should be completely in sync with the rest of the state. That's one of the critiques I've had about Minnesota government, by the way, ever since I moved here, is that the Senate is basically just another majoritarian body. Every Senate district is divided into two House districts, and you really just have two majoritarian bodies. One of them is half as large as the other. They should be one senator per county in the state of Minnesota. Hey, that would mean Kendi Yohai County gets, or Pennington County, get more representation than Hennepin and Ramsey. Yeah, it does. It's called federalism. It means the minority states don't get overwhelmed and overrun. Same as the theory of the United States Senate. It would actually make sense here in Minnesota. Well, and until I become absolute dictator of the state of Minnesota and need to enforce liberty and federalism and democracy upon this state against its will, we got what we got. Anyway, the overreach has been accelerated, obviously, this last 2 years. The DFL trifecta is ruling like absolute dictators because they understand the nature of power, and fleeting as it might be, God willing, and Minnesota GOP willing, and by the way, all of you willing, they're making the most, they're making hay while the proverbial sun shines. And it's showing. We talked about a bunch of symptoms of the decay that inevitably follows complete progressive control of a state's government last week. The fact that productive citizens are leaving the state, the fact that $1 billion in wealth has left this state in the last year, according to the Center of the American Experiment. We talked about the fact that college students are leaving the state of Minnesota, are overwhelmingly choosing to seek their education elsewhere. We are exporting college kids. More leave the state than enter the state, which, by the way, is very much the opposite of that of all of our surrounding states. Wisconsin breaks even. Iowa and both Dakotas are importing students, which, by the way, is very much the opposite of the way it was 30 years ago. When I was getting out of college, the Dakotas and Iowa were bleeding 22-year-olds, and Minnesota was raking them up like there was no tomorrow. My, how the turntables have turned. Well, that's not the only place where Minnesota used to drastically outperform not just its neighbors, but the rest of the United States in terms of gross per capita GDP growth. That's another one. Minnesota used to be an economic powerhouse of the upper Midwest. It used to be one of the best performing states in the union in terms of gross GDP growth. In other words, the gross output of all of the goods and services transacted in the state during a year, the gross domestic product of the state, the value of all the goods and services provided, whether you buy a car, whether you buy a box of Cheerios at the store, whether you get paid for a day of dominating Twin Cities media, those are all parts of the gross state product. The work that you do, the things that you buy, the movie you go to, the gasoline you buy to go to the restaurant, the camping you do, any money that gets spent for anything becomes part of the gross state product. And Minnesota's used to absolutely shred. That was one of the things you could count on for decades in Minnesota, the fact that Minnesota's economic growth was a model for much of the rest of the country, whether you had Republicans or Democrats, DFLers, I should say. Whoever was running the show, Minnesota's economic innate driving forces were inherently powerful for most of the last 60 years. I mean, when you go back to Wendell Anderson posing in his Canadian tuxedo on the front page, the cover of Life magazine in 1970, 71, talking about the good life in Minnesota and yapping about the Minnesota miracle. The Minnesota miracle was made possible by the fact that the fundamentals of the Minnesota economy have traditionally, for the last 70 years or so, maybe a little more, since really World War II, have been really since statehood in many ways, have been fundamentally strong, fundamentally oriented towards creating wealth. We have been blessed as a state with more stuff than we've been cursed by so far. To wit, we had boundless trees at a time when the nation needed lots and lots of lumber, and a humongous river, and at least one huge lake to get those trees, those logs out of the state to where they were needed. We had immense amounts of iron ore and a huge lake via which to transport that ore to the places where it could be made into cannonballs and battleships and rails for the railroads that would eventually link Minnesota to the rest of the country. At which time, we found that our immense stockpiles of grain and our position at the head of those railroad lines were in the right place to get all of the grain and other agricultural products from Minnesota, Iowa, the Dakotas, all of our neighbors, out to the rest of the country where they were needed. All of that geographical luck and all of that hard work from all of those immigrants and all of that geographic and material blessing has managed to propel Minnesota to the head of this nation's economic statistical competition for most of the time since statehood, no matter how stupid our government has managed to be over all this time. And it made Minnesota a wonderful place to come to and a wonderful place to be for most of this last 170 years. And there's some signs now, some big, ugly signs, that that is changing. Let's talk about that when we come back. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 12A, The Patriot.
Tafoya interview Al Michaels? What about Bob Costas? Hear her fascinating take on those two and more on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot in Minneapolis.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
C.S. Lewis once said, "Education without values seems to make man a more clever devil." A Christian education is the solution to this problem and can be yours for half price for your child's first year. TwinCitiesTuitions.com and area schools are working together to make this a reality for families just like yours. Now you can equip your child with the knowledge and moral foundation needed for them to make an impact in today's world. To see the full list of participating half-off tuition institutions, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. That's 800-296-1553.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, Capital Ministries Weekend looks at today's thorny contemporary issues through the Bible's timeless lens. Join us as Ralph Drollinger, Bible teacher to America's national political leaders, talks with radio host Frank Sontag about the Bible study Ralph will be teaching in Washington, D.C. this coming week. By the way, we'll be talking with somebody related to that next week. 651-289-4488, the number to call. 651-289-4488, in case you missed it the first time. And actually, you can learn a lot listening to the national ads. There's the guy who does the telephone numbers on all the ads that we run on the station here. I think I should learn something from him. 651-289-4488. I almost feel like it's Kirk Hammett of Metallica giving the phone numbers here. 651-289-4488. Anyway, 651-289. I just made that plain, didn't I? Okay. You know the number to call. You can also join us on hashtag NARN Show, N-A-R-N Show. That's hashtag NARN Show at Twitter or Gab or MeWe or Getter. And I don't know, maybe I'll try Parler again. I've heard that Parler may be coming back. We'll see what happens there. At any rate, but not Truth Social, not yet. Haven't gotten my invite for some reason. And not on Mastodon, because not even liberals go to Mastodon. They all came back to Twitter. Remember what all the liberals said there, the Democrats and the progressives? I don't even want to call them liberals anymore. Remember when all the progressives said they were going to move to Canada if George W. Bush won the election, or if he won re-election, or if John McCain won election, or if Mitt Romney were elected, or if Donald Trump were elected, or if Elon Musk took over Twitter? And none of them did? Of course, all the progressives said that they were going to leave Twitter and go to Mastodon if Elon Musk bought it and removed the government censorship that ran things. They're all back. Mastodon's dead. Ignore it. At any rate, this is the way it always works. Anyway, we're talking about Minnesota's economy. And Minnesota, as we said before the break, used to run way ahead of the rest of the United States in terms of gross and per capita GDP growth. And the distinction is important. Gross GDP, gross domestic product, is the total amount of all the goods and services transacted in an area, whether it's the country, whether it's a state, whether it's a city. The gross domestic product of Minnesota always grew much faster than the national average. The dividing that up per capita, of course, is also important. Because that's how much of that growth happens per person in a state. Minnesota has always been ever since the 1930s, last I checked, has always been a leader in that regard. We prospered greatly because of our place in the country as a place with lots of road, rail, and river communications to get grain and lumber out to the rest of the country and iron ore to the rest of the parts of the country that needed it. And that showed. We developed economic institutions built around the fact that we were a center for a lot of that commerce. And we adapted new institutions as time went on. We became the biggest center for a while, the biggest center of medical device development in the world. For decades, not just one or two big companies, although they were certainly the big kahunas. Minnesota, for whatever reason, the presence of research hospitals and research clinics and a research university or two, the Minnesota and the upper Midwest became the center for medical device development for the world. And we're not anymore. Oh, we're a heavyweight player, but we don't lead the world anymore. This is not a place where new PhDs in medical device who specialize in medical devices or pharmacology for that matter, another field where we used to lead. This is not a place where people come to start their businesses anymore. Some do, but we don't blow the world away like we did 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Exactly as predicted, by the way. I mean, the DFL has done a great job of cutting the knees out of under the medical device industry in the state. And it seems that that has been contagious. Going off a report from the Center of the American Experiment, since 2019, the last pre-COVID year, Minnesota's real GDP growth has ranked 36th out of the 50 states, coming in at 4%, less than half the rate of less than half the national average, which is 8.1%. GDP growth in this country, that's real GDP growth after adjusting for inflation, has been hanging around 8.1%. By the way, that is a huge drop from before. Minnesota used to be well ahead of the national average. The difference between real GDP growth and in Minnesota and the rest of the United States, Minnesota used to be, I'm looking at the percentage points, several points ahead of the rest of the country. As recently as 2017, we were running 5% ahead of the rest of the United States. We were still something of an economic powerhouse. Today, The national average is 8.1% growth in gross domestic product. Minnesota's at 4%. Tied with, oh, this is so rich, tied with every Minnesotan's favorite kick toy, Mississippi. We have the same, we are as far ahead of the nation's economic growth rate as Mississippi is. To be fair, we're doing better than New York, Connecticut, Illinois, Delaware. Also doing better than Louisiana, which has its issues, and North Dakota falling a bit behind, of course, as the mineral industry gets attacked. I mean, oil and coal. Well, oil's a big part of Louisiana's economy, and North Dakota heavily tied with both agriculture and oil, so both of those are getting hammered by the feds. Oh, by the way, who's doing well? Do I even need to say it? 18.5 points ahead of the nation's growth of the 18.5% GDP growth in the state, Florida. The perhaps not the reddest state in the union, but the state that has most allied itself and its resources and its potential to the red way of looking at life, the business, and the economy. 18.5% GDP growth. That is to say, 10 points, 2.5 times as fast as the national growth. Idaho, right after that, at 16.8%. Arizona, which has been trending blue, but is in fact a red state and should, with any luck, reemerge as such this coming election season, 15.2%. That is to say, double the national growth. Tennessee, Washington, again, similar to Arizona, a red state that has got some blue dross dominating. It's similar to Minnesota, really. 14%. Utah, 13. Nebraska, 13. Texas, 12.8. That's, again, a 50% better than the United States as a whole. And you just keep going down the list. There's a couple of blue states in, that are above average. California is running a little bit ahead of average. The world is buying much of what they're selling at this point, but the bulk of the states that are ahead of the national average are red. Minnesota, nowhere near the top. We are in the middle of the bottom, 36 out of 50 states, running at half the national rate. But it gets worse. The gross GDP growth comparison is bad. The per capita numbers are even worse. Minnesota's recent performance was, again, according to the American Experiment, relatively poor. Between 2019 and 2023, Minnesota's real per capita GDP growth is 39th out of 50 in the bottom 20%. Again, with a growth of 3.1%, per capita GDP growth was less than half that of the United States, which was 6.6% per capita. As yet again, the red vanguard is running way ahead of the rest of the United States. Florida, Nebraska, Washington, way ahead of the national average. Minnesota, well, looky there. Mississippi is actually doing way better than Minnesota per capita. South Dakota, South Carolina, Ohio, Montana, Maryland, all doing better. Not many states are doing worse than Minnesota. We are literally right at the bottom 20% of states in terms of economic performance. Vote blue, go broke, ladies and gentlemen. And this is just one of the first of the indicators we're looking at that things are not going well economically in Minnesota. While Governor Klink and his clack in and out of government, let's just say government and the media, pardon the redundancy at this exact moment in time, tell you that things are going hunky-dory and essentially tell you that wet sound, that wet feeling you have on your leg is really rain. Things are not going well, and it is, in fact, the DFL's fault. We'll be talking about it as we come back. By the way, 651-289-4488 is the number to call, should you care to join me, and I hope you do. If you disagree with me, you get on first, because, let's be honest, while having everyone agree with you is fun, and it strokes the old ego, it's something that it doesn't. Nobody grows from that. I'd love to defend my positions against those of you who disagree, and I know you're out there. 651-289-4488. You get on first. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on the Patriot.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where, for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. The number to call, should you care to join us. With the Patriot Half Off Deals program, you can save, guess what? Guess what? I don't want to keep repeating it. Half off on great products and services in the Twin Cities. Right now, get half off on Breathe, the freedom from nicotine. Kick that bad habit. Save tons of dough when you quit smoking, chewing, or vaping. It's a smart investment. Go to MinDeals.com or call 651-405-8800. Or as our good friend from California says, 651. 405-8800. That's correct. Words to live by. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Words of wisdom from Elvis Gusteau. At any rate, Minnesota's recent performance is poor. Again, we're talking about the Minnesota's poor, dare I say, dismal performance against the rest of the nation's economic growth. Minnesota, I mean, you listen to Governor Klink and the DFL and the media, whose lapdogs they are. Whose lapdogs the media, who are the lapdogs of the Klink administration? Ooh, that was a Michael Scott moment there. You listen to them, you'd think that Minnesota was just zooming right along. And yeah, Minnesota's unemployment rate is still enviable. I mean, at a time when unemployment is a general rule outside of technology is still at near record lows nationwide. We still have relatively low unemployment. And yet our gross state product is collapsing around us. What does that mean? Well, a lot of people are working a lot harder for a lot less is what it means. Real wages nationwide are down, and I'm going to go out on a short, sturdy limb and guess that when you count taxes and inflation in things that make up the bulk of the working person's budget, the big three, of course, being food, energy, and housing, rent or mortgage, Minnesota is a worse place to be a working American than most places. And this is something you're seeing in huge spades in Minneapolis right now. You have progressive government. I use the term progressive because it's vaguely more civil than Marxist, and probably too, what am I saying, Pollyanna-ish in its own way. Has this theory it's a theory that goes back to Karl Marx, the idea that labor is what makes the economy work. That labor is the dispositive factor of production. Now, if you took Economics 101, you know that there are four interdependent things that you need to run a business, to run an economy. To start a business. Let's start small here. To start a business and run a business successfully, you need four things. You need management. In other words, you need someone with the idea that of how to fill the market and the vision of how to fill the market with this product or service that your business is putting out there, and who can lead, bring all those other three factors together. So management was one of those four factors. Land is another one, and land is not really literally a plot of land, but it's a place to do the business, suitable to do the business. It can be a piece of real estate and a building if you run a fast food restaurant. A fast food restaurant with a drive-through needs to have a piece of land near a road. If you are a consultant, all you need is a laptop and a seat in a coffee shop. You can be a consultant, a freelancer. But some place to do the business where you can actually get the business done. If you run a coffee shop, you need a place to make coffee. You need a place for people to sit and drink coffee. If you're running a factory producing, I don't know, dishwashers, you need a place where you can have those parts put together and assemble dishwashers and stock them up until you can get them out to the stores. Whatever it is, land is the number two. Capital, in other words, money to get started, to pay people while you try and earn a profit, to take out advertising, to buy raw materials, to pay your staff. You need that. It doesn't fall from the sky. Oh, and labor, the people to do the work that needs to be done. It can be just you if you're a sole proprietor, a consultant, a freelancer, as I have been. It can be hundreds of workers if you're starting a business, a factory, a insurance company. Whatever, dozens of people if you're starting a medical practice. You need the people to help you do the work, whether it's just you or whether you're hiring employees or contractors. Now, if you're a Marxist, you believe in something called the labor theory of value. And by the way, the people who run the city of Minneapolis are increasingly Marxists these days. They believe that labor, as opposed to those other three factors, land, capital, and management, are the dispositive factors of production. Now, I have been challenging adherence to this for years, and you hear them all over the place. You probably hear them as well. You run into people out there who say, well, without workers, none of this could happen. Well, that's true. And in fact, that is literally the case for any of those four factors. If you have land, labor, and management, but nobody to do the work's not going to get done. If you have labor, land, and management, but no capital, nobody's going to work for free, other than perhaps you if you're the entrepreneur. If you got no place to, if you have labor, capital, and management, but no land, no place to do the business, no equipment, no facilities, no space, it's not going to happen. And I've often tried to challenge adherence to the labor theory of value to try this test. And literally, I've been asking people to do this for years. If you want to test the labor theory of value, the theory, the Marxist theory that taking that labor is all you really need and the one thing you absolutely have to have to have a working business, try this out. And I urge you to ask the young Marxist in your life, or perhaps the old Marxists, to test this out. Get a group of fast food workers, and plunk them down on a vacant lot somewhere and see if a White Castle jumps up around them. I mean, if the labor theory of value is correct, you get a couple of counter people and a couple of fry cooks together and put them together and just start putting vibrations out into the universe. And walls should pop up and shake machines should appear and beef should get trucked in from Argentina. And that sizzling smell will ensue all by itself, like God pulling the Red Sea aside for Moses. The capital and the management shouldn't matter. Poof. A Burger King should appear around that group. Or I don't know, a Culver's. It doesn't matter. An In-N-Out, maybe actually bring an In-N-Out burger to Minnesota by gathering a group of workers together and saying, just chanting, "Oh my God, I want a burger." And see if that restaurant appears. If the labor theory of value is true, that's what should happen. And we may just test that out here. Because Minneapolis and St. Paul, well, Minneapolis for the most part, have drummed Uber and, to a lesser extent, Lyft out of the Twin Cities market. Now, I don't know how many of you use rideshare services. Conservatives tend to drive themselves places. They tend to live in places where you have to drive, out in the country, out in the burbs. It's just not practical to have a cab-based lifestyle, much less a transit-based lifestyle, in places where most of this audience lives. However, if you live in the city, you need to get someplace and you don't want to worry about parking and you want to go door to door without any muss and fuss, Uber and Lyft's a perfectly fine option. I've used them many times. These days, mostly for getting back from the garage when I take my car in, but that works. It's worked well for me. I've never had a bad experience in one. Not everyone's as lucky, but then you have bad experience in regular cabs or on Metro Transit, for that matter. In fact, I would say my relative level of bad experience per ride is about 100 times worse on Metro Transit than it has been in Uber and Lyft. But at any rate, Uber and Lyft were targeted by the Marxist city government in Minneapolis, saying if you don't pay minimum wage, $15 an hour, to all of your drivers, you can't do business here. Now, that ignores the fact that the average Uber and Lyft driver in Minneapolis made something over $30 an hour, double the minimum wage. Respectable money, by the way, for a job that for most people is a side hustle. But that's, even if you do it 8 to 10 hours a day, that's some pretty good money. But it varies. It's feast and famine. You get some surge deals in. You drive to and from concerts or during storms. You rack up a lot of bucks. And there's some slow times as well. City of Minneapolis wants to make sure that people are getting $15 an hour to sit and wait for calls, as opposed to hustle and rides, which is not tenable. Well, that's the theory. We're going to find out, by the way, because we have a number of organizations who are trying to put together some kind of a business to replace Uber and Lyft. In fact, it's been popping up in the news here lately that all sorts of rideshare companies are trying to get into the Twin Cities market. Now, will they be able to pay minimum wage? Will they be able to meet all of the strictures that the Minneapolis City Council has been putting on rideshare companies? We don't know. They're not Uber and Lyft. That's all we know for sure. And some of them are worker-owned, which means, well, not necessarily that they're going to try to repeal the labor theory of value, merely that they are going to test how much weight it actually has in the market. I say let the free market rule, but the Minneapolis City Council has abolished the free market, let's be honest. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Join me, please. I beg of you. No, I don't beg of you. I ask you nicely. Stop on by. I'd love to chat. Go nowhere. Be right back.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly for connection. If you value this station, help ensure it stays in vehicles for the next generation by visiting DependOnAM.com.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Wake up with the Patriots Daybreak Insider. Today's top news stories from a conservative viewpoint. Sign up at AM1280ThePatriot.com by using the keyword subscribe. That's subscribe at AM1280ThePatriot.com.
AM1280ThePatriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, the Freedom Fan Club members get their premium content and on-demand access to their favorite local shows. Just click podcasts at AM1280ThePatriot.com. There you get access to a deep archives of interviews, conversations, the big happenings of the week, and all the other hot stuff and important issues. All of us Narn guys are there. If it's produced here in the Twin Cities, it's on the podcast page. That's what means you are no longer bound by the strictures of space and time. You can listen anytime, anywhere you want. We are the original social medium. Red wine and whiskey all the time. Red wine and whiskey. Reminds me, oh yeah, Narn 20th anniversary party tonight, exchange food and drink. I'm not going to overplug it here, but stop on by. We have a Facebook event. Feel free to invite yourself to the Facebook event and say you're interested in going, or I don't care. Just stop on by. We'd love to have you show up. We expect, what we expect is always a good question because we never know. I haven't done one of these since probably 2012. I've had some of these where I expected 60 people and got 120. Of course, one of our most fabled NARD events, we expected 100 and got 700. So I don't know. We expect 20, 25, maybe 30 people there tonight. If you're one of them, we'd be honored. Anyway, 651-289-4488, or you can go to hashtag NARN show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show on Twitter. Gab me, Getter. Maybe we'll try Parler again next week. We'll see how that's looking. Anyway, so Minnesota's economy is doing badly. We're going to talk more about another key indicator of how badly Minnesota, especially the metro area, is doing. But of course, I mean, the bulk of the problems are because of state as well as metro area regulation. We'll talk about that right now. But Governor Tim Walz, or let's be honest, his social media intern, is always right up there churning out the social media to tell you how great he's doing. And when he pops out a couple times a week is this. This is as a tweet that came out on Thursday. And I quote, "I say this as a former teacher. Censorship has no place in our libraries. We need to remember our history, not erase it." Which, by the way, is interesting given that our flag erased history. I mean, the change in flag specifically erased history that the parts of the DFL felt fit to erase. We're celebrating National School Library Month. Why do they a month? One day out of 12 in the United States dedicated to observing school libraries. An entire month. Anyway, I'm sorry. I love school libraries. I practically grew up in mine. Between the school library and the city library, that's where I spent half my childhood. So nothing against libraries, but a whole month. Anyway. Sorry, back on topic. We're celebrating National School Library Month by putting an end to book bans based on ideology in Minnesota. Oh, bull. Bull. First of all, you got schools run by liberals, progressives that are banning Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. And by the way, try and find a copy of God and Man at Yale by William F. Buckley at any public school library or public university library in the state of Minnesota, outside perhaps the U of M. Actively culled, if not stolen and disposed of by the staff. This goes back 30 years. This is a controversy I was involved in when I was in college, someplace in a place and time that was a lot more given to common sense than today. At any rate, here's the challenge I'd like to make to his honor, the governor. As someone who, as a former teacher, who says censorship has no place in our libraries, and by the way, you'll note, as some of his critics have noted, he never lists any of the books that are supposedly censored. He never points out the fact that progressive schools have been throwing out, have been pulling copies of Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, and To Kill a Mockingbird from school libraries because of realistic portrayals of how African Americans were treated at times in our history when they were treated very badly. Which means, by the way, we're not remembering our history. We are, in fact, erasing it, as Governor Klink said we should not. So, again, I know he's yapping away in terms of platitudes, not reality. And, by the way, it ignores the fact that you have active bowdlerization of books going on throughout. I mean, you have book company publishers letting woke editors go through and rewrite works of literature to take out things that are currently, at present, considered objectionable on the most specious grounds. And not calling that censorship, by the way. Except, of course, it takes the author's original work and bowdlerizes. Bowdlerization, of course, for those of you who didn't major in English, which is most of you, is taking and gutting somebody else's literary work to fit some standard you have. It is literally censorship. It is literally the written word equivalent of going through and putting little black squares over things in photos that you find objectionable. It's rewriting things that you personally find objectionable and then selling it to the public as the real thing. And the left is doing this. By the way, if you're not following J.K. Rowling on social media, a woman who's never been described as a conservative ever by anyone, and her battle against the those who want to cancel her because she has the temerity to say that men and men are women and women are women, and that biology is, in fact, the dispositive factor in what you are, that biology trumps identity. And she may be the most hated person on the left, up there right after Orange Hitler. Anyway, but here's the test I would like to which I would like to challenge the governor. And I'm challenging the governor to things all the time. I mean, I'm still keeping a seat open for him should he choose to accept my invitation to appear on this broadcast and talk about, you know, everything he says. But here's a challenge. Since he says we need to remember our history and not erase it and prove that censorship has no place in our libraries, his words. Somebody needs to get a copy of Gender Queer, which is at the crux of many of these arguments, and get a copy and read a copy to the governor's minor son. He's still in school. People keep him out of the public eye, and I'm fine with that. Or perhaps barge into the governor's office and start reading it and projecting some of the pictures from the book on the wall and see how long it is before the state patrol is tasing you and hauling you off to the pokey. You see, I'm going to guess that censorship has a place in Tim Walz's world when that's the case. By the way, there is no censorship. There is curating books that are presented to children. You know this. I knew this. People who vote Democrats don't. One more hour to go. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Surely coming. The morning road leads to Stalingrad, and the sky is softly humming.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Mike Gallagher here. More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now. Text AM to 52886 or visit dependonam.com for more information. That's dependonam.com for more details. Message and data rates may apply and you may text STOP to stop.
Turn market volatility into opportunity today by investing with the big institutions, not against them. Many people are getting taken advantage of by Wall Street. Learn why their returns are so much better than the average novice 401k investor. Learn the skills to be a better steward of your own money. Call for a free in-center or virtual investing class today at 952-814-4410. Call Online Trading Academy at 952-814-4410. Or go to learnwithota.com.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. you can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
AM 1280, The Patriot.